I told my parents that I was going down the mountain to visit friends. I received my third arrest for drunk driving on one of the trips back after working all weekend. The night in jail seemed a long time to go without a drink. Weeks and months passed, and the blackouts continued getting worse. Then I met a man in a local bar. I didn't like him very well, but he had quite a lot of money, and he sure liked me. He took me to nice restaurants and bought me expensive gifts. As long as I had a buzz on with a few drinks, I could tolerate him. One thing led to another, and we wound up married. The most powerful motive I had was getting out of the streets and being provided for. I'd begun to think I did not have much longer to live. The faces of my doctors were looking more and more grim every time I went into the hospital to dry out. The marriage was a farce, and it didn't take long for this man to figure that out. Someone had told him about my past, and he demanded to know the truth. I was tired, nauseated, and drunk. I just didn't care anymore, so I admitted everything. We fought every day after that, and my visits to the hospital became more frequent. One afternoon I decided I no longer wanted to live and got the gun from over the fireplace. I owe my life to the man I had married. He heard my child scream from out back and came running into the house. He grabbed the gun and wrestled it away from me. I was numb and couldn't figure out what had happened. My son was taken away from me by the authorities, and I was placed in a locked ward.